I work for an organization called Active Living by Design, and today I'm going to tell you about one of the grant-funded projects that we provide technical assistance to called Healthy Eating by Design. I first want to start by acknowledging that the term active living by design is often used to refer to a philosophy or an approach aimed at increasing routine physical activity. So to provide context, I'd like to begin by briefly describing active living by design as an approach or movement, and describing active living by design, the program and organization. And then I'll talk about the main topic of my presentation, healthy eating by design. The approach. We define active living by design and healthy eating by design as a way of life that integrates routine physical activity and healthy eating through community design. Through active living and healthy eating, we feel that this is the best way to help ensure that the places in which we live and the way that we live work in harmony for better health and a better way of life. Active Living by Design, the organization, was established in 2001 as a national program office of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Our organization is administered by the North Carolina Institute for Public Health at UNC Chapel Hill. Active Living by Design, the organization, provides technical assistance and consultation to communities, practitioners, professionals, nonprofit agencies, and philanthropic organizations across the country. Our services are aimed at increasing routine physical activity and healthy eating through changes in community design. The Active Living by Design Community Action Model, which emphasizes a socio-ecological approach to change and community partnerships, works across disciplines, and the partnerships, the community partnerships, is a cornerstone of our work. I'll talk a little bit more about the model. I do want to mention that I tend to refer to our grantee projects as community partnerships, so I'll be using those terms interchangeably. Currently, we have significant relationships with 5 funders. These relationships have allowed Active Living by Design to expand our experience and test our community action model. In the first 3 years of Active Living by Design, we started with 25 grantees, and now we support about 70 community partnerships across the country. This map shows the 25 original Active Living by Design community partnerships, or the grantees. They were charged with establishing innovative approaches that support active living through changes in local community design, changes in transportation and architecture so that people have an easier time being physically active in their communities. The Active Living by Design partnerships represent a diverse portfolio of communities ranging from inner city to rural townships, cold weather to the tropics. You can see here we've got as far west as Honolulu, Hawaii, and as far east as Upper Valley, New Hampshire, Vermont. The partnerships also represent a diverse set of lead agencies. We have planning departments, pedestrian advocacy organizations, community development corporations, and of course, health organizations. In 2005, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation decided to test healthy eating approaches using Active Living by Design's community action model. And then we selected 12 Healthy Eating by Design pilot projects that our existing Active Living by Design community partnerships would be charged with. These are highlighted in green on the map. It's significant to mention that these 12 Healthy Eating by Design partnerships represented one of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's first investments in its new childhood obesity prevention portfolio. The Active Living by Design community partnerships each received $200,000 over 5 years to increase routine physical activity in their project areas. The 12 Healthy Eating by Design partnerships received additional grant funding over an 18-month pilot period to increase healthy eating for a more focused population, that being lower-income children and families, with approaches focused either in a school or community setting. The grant period is currently in the 4th of 5 years of funding and implementation. That's the Active Living by Design grant. The Healthy Eating by Design pilot project ended in December of 2006, Four of the Healthy Eating by Design partnerships received an additional year of funding to disseminate best practices from their pilot project work. So today, I'll share with you the type of work that the partnerships were able to accomplish during the 18-month pilot period. These are the goals of the Healthy Eating by Design pilot project. I want to make a special note that as pilot projects and as community demonstration projects, the goals of Healthy Eating by Design did not include formal evaluations. Rather, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation wanted to provide these communities with resources to test promising models and to test a multi-strategic approach to improving access to healthy foods for children and families living in lower-income communities. And they really didn't want to task the communities in a short period of time with conducting formal research or evaluation. We have, however, documented accomplishments and lessons learned that we think can be valuable to other communities that are interested in doing this type of work. Each of the Active Living by Design and Healthy Eating by Design partnerships utilized Active Living by Design's approach to community change. This is what we refer to as our 5P model. The 5P strategies are really our socio-ecological community action model for change. They're supported by literature, such as the CDC's Community Guide to Preventive Services. I'll describe and provide examples of each of the 5P strategies in a moment. At this point, I think it's important to mention that 5P integration occurs when each of these strategies, the individual strategies, reinforce each other and support the work in one geographic location and for one population. When the 5Ps are integrated in a realistic project plan, then we will have the best chance of increasing active living and healthy eating behaviors. And of course, long-term changes from an increase in healthy eating and active living behaviors can result in a decrease of childhood obesity, also chronic disease, and an increase in livable communities. Other beneficial effects of an integration of the 5P strategies, we think, are increase in air quality, increase in local economies and businesses, increase on safety on the streets, and an increase of social capital. This slide shows the Active Living by Design Community Action Model and how it was modified for the Healthy Eating by Design pilot projects. The model on the left side of the screen you'll see begins with supports and key strategies. So supports include everyone and everything with an investment in the project, and that can be a financial investment or otherwise. In the projects, this includes the funder, technical assistance provider, which is my organization, and the grantee partnerships. As mentioned previously, the 5P strategies lead to short-term and intermediate changes that should translate into increased access to healthy foods and opportunities for healthy eating over time. This model shows the types of short-term changes from each of the 5P strategies. Many of the short-term and intermediate changes are similar to active living and healthy eating. The examples you see in the green shaded boxes are the types of short-term changes that are slightly different with healthy eating versus active living. The intermediate changes represent broader and more systematic approaches or supports for healthy eating. And when these things are in place, we feel like we will mainstream healthy eating within a community. School and community environments that are conducive to healthy eating are those that have these intermediate changes. And of course, ultimately, what we would like to see is the culmination of all of the facets of our action model resulting in change that has positive impacts on health and lifestyle. All right, now for a description and some examples of each of the 5P strategies. The first P of the 5P strategy stands for preparation. And preparation is really our term for getting ready, but it also includes ongoing partnership development and maintenance, planning for action, not just pre-assessments, but ongoing assessments to inform the work. The cornerstone for the healthy eating movement must be multidisciplinary partnerships. Some of the boxes here on this slide you see, some are shaded in green, some are shaded in black. The ones in green represent partnerships that were typically at the table with our original active living partnerships. When 12 of these partnerships took on healthy eating work, they needed to engage new healthy eating partners, and those partners are shown in the black shaded boxes. These are the types of activities that we consider part of our preparation strategies. Assessment is another important component of the preparation stage. So although formal evaluation was not required as part of these community demonstration projects, all of the partnerships performed assessments to validate their project plans. Assessment methods used by the Healthy Eating by Design partnerships included things such as using an assessment survey developed from the school health index and tailored to the local population, and conducting two rounds of key informant interviews, which yielded valuable feedback from the target population, indicating that there was more interest for mini and container gardens than the fruit trees that were in the original project plan. The second P of the action model stands for promotions. Promotions are about getting the word out through communication strategies. They're essential for increasing awareness about the health benefits of healthy eating, existing opportunities for accessing healthy foods, and building support for project initiatives. It's interesting that with promotions, it became very linked with policy advocacy for some of the Healthy Eating by Design partnerships. Healthy food consumers, particularly families of children in the target populations, were important constituents in some of the policy advocacy work of the Healthy Eating by Design partnerships. Now I'd like to share with you a couple of examples from the work of the Healthy Eating by Design projects that were performed in the first two P strategy areas. All of the community partnerships established Healthy Eating by Design committees or work groups within their existing Active Living by Design partnerships. All of the grantees have been successful in engaging key and non-traditional partners, which in some cases provided opportunities for some of the Active Living by Design leaders to extend beyond their active living work and form important partnerships. For example, the project director of the Albuquerque partnership with a planning background developed new relationships through her involvement with the Healthy Eating by Design work and was asked to serve on a state executive committee focusing on obesity prevention. Ooh, my time is really running out. Programs is the third strategy, and here are some of, we know that programs are important to engage individuals in behavior, and this is more the traditional public health approach, and so this is our third strategy, and this seemed to come easier for our Healthy Eating by Design partnerships. Of the 12 Healthy Eating by Design communities, a total of 48 new or expanded programs to support healthy eating or access to healthy foods were made possible through the Healthy Eating by Design partnership. Policy, this is the way that we really try to make sure that sustainable changes can occur within communities. We know that programs are very resource intensive, and without policy and institutionalization strategies, it becomes very difficult to make lasting changes within communities. And by policy, we're really referring to formal and informal policies or standard procedures that will ultimately influence built, natural, and social environments over time, as well as professional practice. Collectively, the 12 Healthy Eating by Design partnerships led 50 policy efforts, and nearly half of the partnerships achieved policy changes. So in schools, these were changes at both the local school and the district school levels. This photo shows a policy that was instituted at a neighborhood community center, which involved not serving snacks with added sugars. And you can see that this policy was even in effect during Halloween. And these kids are still smiling despite not having their sugar. The fifth P of our community action model stands for physical projects. And physical projects promote opportunities for healthy eating by either removing physical barriers or creating physical infrastructure that increases access to healthy foods. So these are things like increasing space for school children to sit comfortably and eat unrushed in the cafeteria, creating a local farmers market in an accessible location. Physical projects create a built healthy eating environment that will last over the long term. You can see that a variety of physical project changes were achieved with our Healthy Eating by Design partnerships. The photo on the top shows what our Columbia partnership was able to do. They enlisted the help of a local artist to redecorate, create murals in the cafeteria, and he involved the kids. And you can see there's a strawberry at the bottom of that bulletin board on the right at the top. And what the artist did was create caption bubbles, and the kids, based on what they learned in their healthy eating curriculum in the classroom, filled in the captions. So, for example, I think this caption was actually filled with a saying like, "I'm high in vitamin C," and that would be the strawberry speaking. Another significant accomplishment that I want to highlight is that over $250,000 in additional funding was leveraged for healthy eating initiatives by the community partnerships in just 18 months. In the very short amount of time, I just want to share with you a very brief story about one of our community partnerships that has been such a success. Active Louisville's Healthy Eating Initiative combines school and community approaches to access to healthy foods within a 9-block project area in the Smoketown neighborhood. Smoketown consists of a Hope 6 housing project, and it's also the neighborhood in which Muhammad Ali trained and grew up. Chef Nancy Russman, who is from the neighborhood herself, helps neighborhood children and families learn about and prepare healthy foods through cooking classes at the community center, cooking classes at the Smoketown Farmers Market, and she even conducted cooking classes at the local truancy court while kids waited to go before the judge. Talk about a captive audience. Families participating in the WIC program can practice their healthy eating cooking skills at home with fruits and vegetables purchased from the farmers market with vouchers provided by the project. The healthy eating activities and messages were further enhanced by a new community garden, which functions also as an outdoor classroom. One of the biggest successes of the Louisville Healthy Eating efforts included conducting a WIC Farmers Market Nutrition Program pilot for 2 seasons, and that resulted in increases in not just WIC food stamp redemption rates, but also food stamp redemption rates and overall market attendance. The Louisville partnership also disseminated, will also be, the pilot project for Louisville was so successful with the farmers market that the Louisville Community Farm Alliance recommended expanding the program as its top policy priority to state and city legislators. In addition, a private foundation has committed funds to continue the program for a 3rd season. The partnership is also disseminating best practices and lessons learned in a policy and tactics compendium, a garden curriculum, and a video documentary. Given all that the Louisville Community Partnership was able to accomplish, it's difficult to believe that the Healthy Eating by Design project almost didn't happen in that community. You see, when they first started out, the parcel of land that they had planned to develop their 1-acre community garden on had very high levels of lead, and this was an anticipated challenge. The power of the Louisville Partnership enabled them to secure resources to overcome this unanticipated challenge. And I mentioned in my previous slide how about the leveraging of additional resources. Included in that $300,000 figure for leveraged resources is $30,000 that the Louisville Partnership received from Metro Sewer District funds. And so this was significant for 2 reasons. One, it shows the partnership's ability to think outside the box in terms of tying use of Metro Sewer District funds to a healthy eating project. I'll let you think about that. And also, it enabled them to perform the vital soil remediation work that they needed to do. So these photos show how much the Louisville Partnership was able to do in less than 18 months, from a barren patch of land with high lead levels, to a safe and fertile space in which to grow fruits and vegetables, to a community gathering place where Smoketown children experience the land, growing and eating healthy foods. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I'd be glad to answer questions after the other speakers are done. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.